Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The human race has evolved dramatically within the past 300 years, and we are now going through what many call the fourth industrial revolution. Each revolution we've gone through as a society has catapulted us forward as far as production and innovation, and each one has pushed businesses into new territory. What does Industry 4.0 mean for your business and your digital strategy? That's what we're here to talk about today. From there, the late 1800s brought with it the second industrial revolution, opening the doors to mass manufacturing and mass production plants. It was in the 1970s when the arrival of computers fueled the third industrial revolution, and that drove the creation of enterprise resource planning systems, and it stemmed more into technologies like CRMs, HCMs, and WMS solutions. Today we're going through Industry 4.0, or the fourth industrial revolution, and it all comes down to connectivity and emerging technologies. The Internet of Things and the countless data points from our existing systems are all coming together to change how we do business. We now have the ability to connect devices and machines to gather data that can be used to improve efficiencies and productivity. It comes down to the level at which we're able to integrate the countless data sets that we have coming in as it relates to our operations. It's really about eliminating the silos. Let's take a manufacturing company, for example. From robots on the shop floor to the sensors at each station to the manufacturing execution systems that help management oversee the whole operation, there are countless data points, and all of them need to be connected in real time in order to maximize efficiencies. Beyond that, there needs to be a line of connectivity across the rest of the departments in the company as well. So, for example, finance can get a glimpse into the health of operations and really understand how it might impact the bottom line. In today's digital landscape, digital transformation is not about the technology itself. It's about how we can best integrate new technology with existing technology and fine-tune the capabilities of our systems and the skills, really, of our teams, just to get the most juice out of the squeeze, if you will. The key is really connecting all the different data points from all the different resources to create a story that will help shape a vision of consumer behavior and industry trends that are all coming down the pipeline. So what does that mean for your business? To put it simply, businesses need to embrace digital transformation in order to stay competitive. To run a business in today's tech-driven world requires a new level of connectivity in order for each one of the existing and future systems to talk to each other. The key difference with Industry 4.0, or the fourth industrial revolution, is focusing on the connective tissue of technology and big data. As technology continues to advance, this connectivity and the quality of integration will become essential if businesses want to remain at the forefront of their industry. Industry leaders are those who have the ability to see big picture and adapt their connectivity solutions and their technology solutions to remain ahead of the curve.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
The industrial revolution of the 21st century is also being shaped by emerging technologies, with automation really at the forefront. Businesses are always looking for new ways to automate the non-value-added tasks, really the tasks that many people look at as busy work. Automation, predictive analytics, and big data are all changing the landscape of how businesses operate, and it's really changing how they compete in today's world. One of the more exciting emerging technologies is, you guessed it, artificial intelligence. AI has the ability to transform how we interact with technology, and it's used to automate tasks that are currently being done by people. Yes, I know, that sounds intimidating, and the big question often comes, will AI have the capacity to take people's jobs? And the answer really comes down to one thing, it just depends on your job. But when we take a step back to be mindful and aware of the shift, consider the third industrial revolution too in the 70s. It brought similar fears. When the supercomputer was created in the 70s, people were worried about losing their jobs then as well. And yes, jobs shifted, but it created an entirely new sector and profession in information technology. Yes, there will be some jobs that become automated, and it will more often than not be the analytical and manual processes that will experience that shift the most. But even so, there will always be a need for people to manage those systems. The pivot may be away from a more trench work approach to stepping back and taking more of a managerial lens. So really, the reality is, as times change, our skills will change. And the sooner we can all accept that, the easier the transition is going to be. Other emerging technologies include robotics, process automation, virtual reality, blockchain, but it's rare that an organization is going to benefit from just adopting all these new technologies to stay on trend. It comes down to who you are and what your business needs in order to maximize and optimize your operations. And with that, it's important to realize that the world is trending in that direction. These technologies are still in their infancy, but they've already begun to transform industries like manufacturing, healthcare, transportation, and even logistics. When you think about it, Industry 4.0 is really an extension of the third industrial revolution, but it surely is a pivot in a new direction. We are on the cusp of a new era, and the future is looking bright for those who are willing to embrace new and emerging technologies. If you're a business leader who's curious about how you can get ahead of these trends, we welcome you to reach out to us directly or subscribe to our channel for more content. We have been a strategic partner for many organizations going through digital transformation, and we are always here as an informal sounding board as you optimize and digitize your operations. I'm Parisa Noble. Thanks for tuning in.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.